Welcome to WDOT News. I'm Chris Bina, bringing you world news. In Holland, Dutch populists are surprised with a lower number of votes than expected. The populists are the extreme right wings of the Netherlands. Geert Wilders was the populist candidate who lost. Conservative Mark Rutte won the election, and the conservatives gained seats in parliament. The turnout of voters was 81%. Russian hackers are accused of an attack on Yahoo. At least 500 million Yahoo accounts were affected. The hackers stole information from usernames, passwords, and emails, but did not steal financial information. The hackers were members of the FSB, the current Russian security agency. U.S. authorities blame the attack directly on Russia, weakening relations between the nations. Team USA in women's hockey skipping World Championship to protest fair pay. The tournament, which starts later this month, is taking place in Michigan. USA is the former champions from last year's tournament, and with the United States withdrawing, Canada is the favorite to win. And the U.S. women's soccer players are supporting the move, as Alex Morgan tweeted out to support. Now to Sylvester with national news.
Hey, two federal judges rule against Trump's travel ban. A federal judge in Maryland, as well as in Hawaii, have been ruled against Trump with orders forbidding the core provisions of the travel ban from going into effect. These are the second major roadblocks by Trump in putting his travel ban in effect. However, Trump believes that these bans are necessary for national security. Massive budget cuts have been made by Trump in this new budget, in the new budget reforms of the country. In the new proposed budget that will be sent to Congress on Thursday, almost all government departments will be receiving massive budget cuts in order to cut down on federal spending. Those unaffected are veteran and national defense departments, who will actually receive a budget increase. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has been cleared in two separate long-running cases to a public outrage. The announcement issued just minutes apart Thursday morning were a major victory for the mayor, who is up for re-election this year. Now to local news with Tori.
At 1:15 p.m. on Wednesday, police responded to an overdose in Lynbrook. After the victim was treated, officers tracked the suspected dealer to a CVS on Merrick Road. Police found and arrested Joseph Dehari of Woodmore, possessing 80 bags of heroin. Dehari is expected to be arraigned in Hempstead Court. This past nor'easter has caused many casualties. Two of these consist of a 10-year-old boy and an 89-year-old woman. Both died at their New York homes. Doctors believe that the boy was digging a tunnel when a pile of snow fell on him, trapping him, then later killing him at the hospital. They also believe that the woman slipped and fell on some ice or suffered from a medical emergency as she walked outside. They both wound up under the massive snow. A puppy that was once rescued from an illegal meat trade in Thailand had to be saved once again after she ran away from her handler in Manhattan during the middle of this week's snowstorm. After the dog ran for about 40 blocks, she wound up at the entrance of Lincoln Tunnel, in danger of being hit by traffic. Police spotted her and grabbed the leash still attached to her collar. Even though her paws were pretty beat up from her journey, the adorable pup seems to be doing okay. Now sports, here's Shore.
The World Baseball Classic is heating up. Japan and the Netherlands have advanced to the semifinals recently from Pool E, with the United States and Puerto Rico being the two favorites to emerge from Pool F after strong initial performances. Tim Tebow played his final and best game of spring training in the Mets MLB camp yesterday. The former Heisman winner went 2-for-3 and had a remarkable diving catch in right field in the Mets' loss to the Marlins. Pretty impressive stuff for someone who has no experience in professional baseball. Knicks coach Jeff Hornacek recently acknowledged that the playoffs are not realistic for the Knicks. Instead, he said that the remaining games will be used to see how players fit in the triangle system. The Knicks play the Nets later today. Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors have both been faltering lately, with each of them losing 5 out of their last 8 games. While this is surprising to many, it is heating up the race for one seed in both conferences. Significant beef has arose between former NBA star Charles Barkley and LeVar Ball, the father of UCLA's Lonzo Ball. The two have been feuding regarding their present and past skills, with Ball claiming that he could defeat Barkley in a one-on-one. Ball has been causing significant controversy lately with his bold claims, so it'll be interesting to see how it will affect his son's draft stock. And now with March Madness, here's Harris.
Madness, baby, madness. This year's 2017 NCAA tournament is going to be a fun one. There are plenty of great teams with numerous Cinderella stories. As the bracket plays out, we have Kansas, Gonzaga, North Carolina, and Villanova as our one seeds. And then we have Kentucky, Arizona, Duke, and Louisville as our two seeds. A few teams to watch out for this year as you are making your bracket is Middle Tennessee State, ranked as a 12 seed, being led by junior Giddy Potts. Giddy Potts led Middle Tennessee State to a surprising and amazing win against Michigan State last year in the tournament. We will see today if they still got some upsets in their blood. Moving on to Rhode Island, ranked as an 11 seed, is another team to look out for as you are making your bracket. They are 8-0 in their last 8 games and look to be 9-0 as they play a banged-up Creighton team on Friday at 4:30. Michigan is another team you can have going far in your bracket, led by senior Derek Walton Jr. The team is coming off a hot run while winning the Big Ten tournament with plenty of meaningful and important wins. Wins such as Purdue and Wisconsin, who are ranked teams, were huge wins for the Wolverines. But who cares what I say, because anything can happen in the tournament. My Cinderella story prediction this year is University of Rhode Island. We'll wait and see as games start today at 12:15. Let the madness begin. Now on to business with Matt.
Yesterday, the Fed raised its benchmark short-term rate once again, this time by a quarter percentage point to an average range of 0.75% to 1%, and stuck to its forecast of 2 more such increases this year and an apparent 3 in 2018. They have stated that the economy is doing well. Electric car and solar cell maker Tesla wants to raise over $1 billion by selling stock in 5-year convertible notes. The Palo Alto company claims that this move could result in a $35,000 electric car starting in July. The celebrity magazine Us Weekly is purchased by the owner of National Enquirer. The amount paid for the magazine is yet to be released. Today, the Dow is down 45 points and the NASDAQ is down 9. And now to Andrews with entertainment.
Former MLB player A-Rod has reportedly begun a relationship with singer Jennifer Lopez, according to AOL.com. The two met through mutual friends. Rapper Snoop Dogg has released a music video for his new song, which includes him shooting President Trump dressed as a clown. The White House is reportedly not happy about this. Ivana Trump, the first wife of the president, is publishing a book called Raising Trump. The book will include stories about her three children and how she and Donald raised them. The book is set to be published on September 12th. The trailer for Dave Chappelle's Netflix stand-up special whets the beak just enough for next week's release. The actor comedian is set to be releasing a series of stand-up comedy shows coming to Netflix in the near future. George Strait is set to perform his 60 number one songs in Las Vegas. Strait will perform every one of his 60 number one singles during a new run of shows in Las Vegas set for April 7th through the 8th. And now on to Lucas with weather.
Today, Thursday, March 16th, we will be experiencing a relatively cloudy day, although the skies outside the WDOT studio seem to be fairly clear. Humidity is supposed to be around 45% with a wind speed of approximately 20 miles per hour. The temperature is going to range this afternoon between a high at around 2 p.m. of 34 degrees Fahrenheit and a low this evening of 25 degrees around 8. Moreover, the snowstorm that was expected to wreak havoc over New York City in the tri-state area this past few days blowed more westward, causing mostly a hail and slush combination to reach us here in Port Washington. But because of this weather change, the snow is relatively compact, so I suggest you go outside and bring your sled. Now on to Blakeman with Schreiber News.
Schreiber Science Olympiad team advances to states. They placed 5th out of 34 teams in the regional Science Olympiad competition. Schreiber took home 13 medals out of the possible 23 events. 3 students were assigned to different groups. The events ranged from study of things like ecology to technology events revolving around helicopters and drones. Research students from Schreiber presented their projects at LISEF, which stands for Long Island Science and Engineering Fair. 13 Schreiber students participated in the competition. The competition was founded in 1986 by Charles Dugan in an effort to inspire students to excel in math and science. Seniors Samantha D'Alonzo and Michael Nachman are the only 2 Schreiber students to advance to round 2. If they do well, they will advance to a competition in Los Angeles. For the town of Port Washington that Schreiber is located in, the historic Baxter House burns down after 324 years. Fire broke out at 3:30 a.m. on the morning of Sunday, February 5th. It took 4 hours to put out the flames. The Baxter House has been in port since 1693. The Baxter family purchased it in the 1740s, and they owned it for over 150 years. The house has been abandoned since 2014, and the cause of the fire is uncertain. The town is currently examining the incident, and the future of the Baxter House is questionable. back to Spina.
Thanks for tuning in to WDOT News. This is Chris Spina signing out.